very tolerant. Since there's so much diversity, people are more tolerant. And that being said, you'll have a lot of friends that are from different faiths and whatnot. And that's great too, because that really opens up to being an adult and getting into the business world, as we eventually will be. I'm Hamza Sayal, I'm Muslim. I'm from, born and raised in Connecticut, but I now reside in Toronto, Canada, so I'm Canadian. I'm a junior majoring in petroleum natural gas. And I was at the Harrisburg campus for the first 2 years. And now I'm at University Park, and it's a big difference when it comes to faith and the people that are following faith around you when it comes to different campuses, because obviously University Park is bigger and better, so in that sense it's more convenient when it comes to faith. I was born in Wallingford, Connecticut, which is primarily a Caucasian town, so I was born into basically being a minority and my faith being a minority. That being said, my faith was emphasized a lot on me through my parents, because they knew that if I live like freely, then I might get confused. I might make the wrong decisions. But they guided me towards faith, which then guided me towards making good decisions. I had to be more tolerant, more vocal, and I had a sense of pride of who I was. And then junior year of high school, I moved to Toronto, Canada, where the community was really different, and surprisingly to me, because I thought I would be a minority again, but then this time I was a part of the majority. And that being said, a lot of people that were around me were following the same faith and had the same morals. So in that sense, I felt more, I guess, comfortable when it comes to just being me, because everyone understood why I was doing things a certain way. Whereas being a minority, you have to always justify and stand up for yourself. I moved to Penn State, Harrisburg, where again, I was back to being a minority and not knowing that many Muslims around or barely any, and praying was the issue because there was no spiritual center or any type of room where you could pray. Because as I grow up and follow my faith in different communities, it grows tolerance, it grows patience. And I like that because it makes me stronger. Sometimes I feel like if you're born into just being a majority, you're ignorant and you don't know what to do in situations where things are going against the grain. I moved to University Park, now I'm here. And again, it's like pretty cool to know a lot more Muslims, and thankfully there's a spiritual center, so it's a lot easier to follow your faith. I'm really grateful for that, for having with Penn State. There's always like these cultural nights and religious nights where clubs or organizations are doing something. And when you go to them, not being in that club, you learn more. And we're all gonna become better if you learn and become more tolerant. A lot of people here would party, go to the bars, etc. And our faith preaches not to drink and do drugs or anything. So that being said, it's a lot better here because you meet more people that are on the same path as you, and then we find alternatives to have fun. So fortunately, I met everybody else at MSA, where we have a lot of great time, and it's become a true family now, because the MSA has really done a great job of letting people open up comfortably. So I think the MSA has a great deal of comfort and living and going to Penn State. So I'm really thankful for them. There's so many organizations and clubs that are here that have protests and rallies and actually like knowledge sessions where you would learn about issues. So it's really good because it makes you aware of what's happening. Usually we're always busy with school, that sometimes we don't know what's happening outside of school. And that's really important because we're living in a world where it's interconnected. Like being Muslim, you're supposed to be just and you're supposed to stand up against injustice. So Penn State has done a great job where they've given us opportunities to be vocal about these issues, because other people are too. And it provides a sense of comfort again, because other people are doing it and you don't feel as shy. Be open, be proud of who you are. They would be able to practice and basically be vocal about what you stand up for and what you follow. And when you do that, you'll meet other people with the same morals and same path. And there's a lot of organizations that are related to faith and culture. So you'll be finding a Muslim club or a Jewish club or a Hispanic club or a African American club where you can join and open up about you being you at Penn State. Penn State does provide a lot of opportunities to be you and find a sense of comfort. And that's what it makes one of the best schools in the country and in the world.
Peace Science is a project of Third Way Collective, Penn State's only student organization committed to exploring issues of peace, justice, and faith. Thanks to Bend Block for their incredible music. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.